This week's parsha is Parshas Ki Tavo, Ki Savo, and we are getting closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. And so I wanted to look at how this week's parsha relates to the upcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah. So the beginning of the parsha talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's amazing is that right before this parsha, last week's parsha ended with the story of Amalek. We're supposed to remember what Amalek did to us as we left Mitzrayim, as they happened upon us. And then the next thing you know is we're talking about Bikurim. We always talk about why is one parsha juxtaposed to the other? Why is one story next to the other? What can we learn from the juxtaposition of Amalek and the idea of the cynicism of Amalek into this special mitzvah of Bikurim, which is that when we get to the land of Israel and we have a crop, we sell the land, we have a crop, and we're supposed to take the first, Reishis Bikurei, we're supposed to take the beginning, the first fruit of the land, and we're supposed to bring that up to the place of Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokech LaShakin Shmo Sham, which is the place of that God will choose, which is the Beit HaMikdash. And it is there that we end up reciting a paragraph which ends up becoming the text of the Haggadah on Pesach, which is pretty unbelievable. Basic shot is, it says, V'higadita l'bincha b'yom ahu, and this is V'anita v'amarta v'higadti hayom la'ashem alakecha, so the idea of Haggadah, and here we see that this idea of the Bikurim, you say this parsha, is Haggadah. So it ties the two together. Obviously, there's more depth to this, but on the basic level, we have this idea of the two being tied together. So the question, when you look at the story of Bikurim, that you have to ask is, how is it possible? Is it appropriate that we should bring, we have, I don't know, $1 million crop, and say, okay, I bring a $5 gift, thanks Hashem, for the $1 million crop. It doesn't seem appropriate. So the Rabbeinu Bachai has a beautiful explanation of that. What he says here, what we're really doing here, is we're dedicating the idea of reshit, the idea of bringing first, that it's not the dollar amount, it's the idea of the that we're taking something that's the first of, and that the first of is the special aspect here, and that what we're understanding that there's something about something that's first, that's new, that has that special energy, that is dynamic, that is alive, that is in contrast to the idea of Yashen, of Yashan, to sleep, to be old, to be stale. And so the idea of this parsha of bringing the Bikurim is that now we're not bringing God an appropriate gift in the sense of what its cost is. But it's what it symbolizes. The fact that we're dedicating the first of our crops to God, that's what matters. So that the Rabbeinu Chai says, if you have a certain talent, you're supposed to dedicate that special talent to Hashem. And so here we're talking about the idea of Bikurim, the first of the fruit. It's going to be juxtaposed to that of Rosh Hashanah, the first of the year. And where does it bring it? To the place of the Makom HaMikdash, which also has this aspect of first as well. And that it is the beginning, the place of where things started, where we have the accretion stone. So the beginning of the world is at this place. So, and therefore, you say that here you have the place, the Makom. So in place, Rosh Hashanah is in time, because it's the first. And so to our Bikurim, when we have our first, what Hashem is looking for, what the Torah commands us to do, is bring me your first. And then underlying that is Yisrael, is Nikra Reishis. We're also considered to be the first. And so the idea of all of this is that as we enter into a new year, we have to understand the importance of being fresh, being alive, being that this is not just another year, but rather it's rather a new point in time of where we're able to then go forward. Obviously, we have a history. We have our, you know, we come from somewhere, but the idea of forging ahead, of keeping things fresh and keeping things new and dynamic. And that really goes juxtaposed to what Amalek was. To be cynical, to be negative, is to say that this is all the same thing. It happens all the time. It's all the same. And so from that place of Amalek, we bring the Bikurim. We bring the first. We understand the idea of what it means to be alive, to be fresh. And that's why it's interesting. We have David Melech Chavi, that King David never, he's alive and he's alive. What does it mean he's alive? Because what David HaMelech symbolized, what it meant to be alive, is to be constantly be fresh and to be, you know, alive and new and to constantly be creating. And so as we come to this new year, we should be blessed that we should be able to take the message of the Bikurim as we see from Rabbeinu Bachai, and that the idea is to be alive and to be excited about this new year that's coming. It's another opportunity to continue forward in our development and our evolution. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.